storm kitten of a wind. There was a great deal of cooking in Mosul that night. The people made a whole cauldron of morgy broth. They baked hake, cooked kedgeree, grilled fermaids, fried launces, soused scad. Oh, they baked 50 sarigazi pies. The people and cats, they feasted together until the hunger was no more than a memory. And every year since that day, at the inn on the quayside, the people of Mosul hold a fish feast on the night before Christmas Eve and raise their glasses to the memory of old Tom. And every year in the yard at the back of the inn, the cats of Mosul gather and raise a great howling to the memory of old Moser. And every year folk come from all over Cornwall at Christmas time to see Mosul lit up with 1,000 lights, shining their message of hope and a safe haven to all those who pass in peril of the sea.
The Mosul Cats by Antonia Barber was read by John Angrove. The producer was Peter Fossard.
New Year's Eve! Parties! Fireworks! Fun! 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 Crowded bars, inflated prices, pressure, pressure, pressure.
You can take the stress out of New Year's Eve by listening to The Comedy Club with me, Andy Osho.
And me, Arthur Smith. 2 hours of comedy this New Year's Eve on The Comedy Club.
From 10 until 2012.
The digital station for comedy, drama and entertainment. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now at the stables, there's frost in the air in more ways than one in the omnibus edition of Ambridge Extra.
Here are your shirts, Alistair.
Oh, right.
I'll leave them on the bed. You can put them away.
Sure, thanks.
For heaven's sake, Sheila.
Had a good day?
I suppose.
How many times?
So, what have you been up to?
The stables have been busy. Julie took out those new riders from Darrington. Have you signed Auntie Chris's card yet?
Alistair. I know.
Her birthday's tomorrow.
Okay, fine.
I told you, the card's in the kitchen.
What does she want from me? Is she going to keep this up forever?
Right then.
Sheila.
I suppose someone had better make a start on dinner.
Look, hold on. Wait. Please. Look, we can't go on like this.
Like what?
You were the one who kept pushing for Erin to shadow me.
So this is my fault now?
No.
I suppose I forced Erin to kiss you as well.
Of course not.
Oh, I should have known.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What was I meant to do? She wants to be a vet. I thought I was helping. You were happy, weren't you? Daniel was getting to spend more time with her.
Yes, okay.
Maybe I should have just told Erin never to darken our door again. Tell Daniel his girlfriend had a crush on me.
No.
Break his heart.
Oh, all right. We both encouraged her.
Thank you.
But you should still have said something, though, after she kissed you.
And all I've done is apologise. But it was embarrassing.
Oh.
Come on, Sheila, just try to put yourself in my shoes. She's a 17-year-old girl.
Yes, and a very pretty one.
Oh.
Well, she is, isn't she?
I'm not denying she's attractive. But she's still a child. I didn't want to humiliate her.
Oh, humiliate?
She's messed up.
So what are you saying? That I might never have found out?
All I'm saying is that I tried to deal with it in a way that would cause the least amount of pain for everyone. You have to see that. Sheila?
Oh, I don't know. You must have known she was flirting with you.
Well, maybe. But I couldn't know she'd become infatuated.
Wait. That must be Daniel.
Oh, Shula, hold on.
He's been out all day. He'll probably be starving.
Yeah, I know, but we need to talk.
Not now, Alistair. I have to start dinner. And we don't want him to think there's anything wrong, now do we?
I still don't understand. Why didn't you say something before?
I wasn't sure what to tell you, Amy. I only found those letters when we cleared out Auntie Annie's house.
And these are all from Mum?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'd never heard of Falconwood. Madusha did a bit of research and found out it was a children's home.
You let Usha read these?
Well, yes. A few of them. Look, this came as just as much of a shock to me.
You could have asked Gran, couldn't you?
Yeah, but I did, when I knew more. You can imagine, though, it wasn't very easy for her. She did remember this Janice, though. She was a care worker when your mum was...
imprisoned. And that's where you were when you told me you had a meeting with the bishop, visiting this woman in London.
Amy, the only reason I chose not to tell you was because I didn't want you to be upset.
You're telling me now?
Yes.
Why?
Because I realised you were bound to find out sometime, and the last thing I wanted was for you to go through the same hurt and confusion I have. Okay.
So, Mum stabbed someone.
She was defending herself. A girl came at her with bleach.
The girl was all right, wasn't she?
Well, I believe so.
So how could they take Mum away?
It was GBH, Amy. Things were a lot different then.
Even
and
so?
Your Mum didn't tell anyone. The girl that attacked her, she'd been making racist taunts. And not just towards your Mum. About Gran, too. I think your Mum was trying to protect her.
You mean Gran didn't...
No, she never knew. Not until last week.
Oh, God.
I know.
But surely... wouldn't that have been even worse for Gran?
Well, you'd think. But Mum was probably ashamed. She'd have been appalled at what she'd done. I expect that's why she never told any of us.
I can't take it in.
Look, I'll leave you with the letters for a while. Would you like a cup of tea?
Yeah, please.
Okay, now, you read about it in your mum's own words. It might make things a little clearer.
So what were you doing over at Jamie's?
Oh, just stuff. Playing computer games.
Did you have any lunch?
Huh?
Have you eaten today?
Yeah, we had some pizza.
Pizza.
There you go.
All right. Well, dinner will be about 40 minutes.
Sure.
So don't eat all the biscuits.
Oh, evening, Daniel.
Hey. Nah, not much. You know how boring it is round here. Yeah.
You okay?
As far as I can tell.
Well, that's good.
Auntie Chris's card's on the table.
Shula.
Excuse me, I need to peel the carrots.
I made a mistake, that's all.
I said not while Daniel's in.
When then? You can't honestly think I'd mess around with Erin behind your back. Well, do you?
No.
So, you believe me then?
Oh, it's not as simple as that. Of course I believe you. It still doesn't change what she did, though. How do you expect me to feel? I'm dreading the next time she comes over.
All right.
Should I pretend she didn't make a pass at you? That she hasn't been lying to Daniel?
Exactly.
And what if she does say something to him?
Yes, so you can see now what I've been dealing with.
Oh. Perhaps we should tell him.
No.
Well, maybe honesty's the best policy.
Shula, we can't. Imagine what that would do to his confidence.
But if she's making threats...
Yeah, but I told you what Daniel said. He thinks it's cooling off.
Oh, yes, I know.
And Erin hasn't been to visit, has she? I've not received any more texts.
I suppose.
She's obviously decided to back off.
So we hope.
Look, I made it quite clear where things stand. And yeah, okay, she was upset last week, but she hasn't said anything so far. We just have to keep our fingers crossed that it stays that way. Yes?
Oh, yes, all right.
No point making it any worse for Daniel. It's tough enough on the lad as it is.
Whoa, Amy!
Dad.
Mind out.
Sorry.
I got you tea.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to have that now.
What?
I'm off to visit Josie.
Josie?
She's a nurse on my ward.
No, I know who Josie is. I just don't understand why you're going out now.
Well, we've been meaning to hook up for a while. I just sent her a text.
Oh, are you coming back tonight?
Not sure.
Amy?
I'll let you know.
Hold on, look, wait, love, are you sure you're all right?
Yeah, of course. Look, I just need some time to think. I'll be fine.
But
I'll see you when I see you.
Yeah, all right, but Amy...
Bye!
Okay, bye.
So lately, been wondering who will be there to take my place.
Don't ask me, Gav. I've not seen Erin since school broke up. Don't reckon I'll be going to the New Year's ball either. Yes, Gav, I've called. I've texted. I've posted messages on her wall. Oh, I'm not being lame. Oh, should I really? Sure. All right, mate. Thursday, then. My bus should get in at 12. Cool.
Why does it always have to be something I've done? Okay. If Erin won't speak to me...
What is it? Mum?
I'm just looking for dirty crockery.
I haven't got any.
What's that mug on your desk? Who was that on the phone?
Just Gav.
Oh, I wondered if it might be Erin.
No.
Do you know what she's doing over Christmas?
No idea.
Right, I just thought...
I said I don't know.
Okay, fair enough. I'll get out of your way.
Mum.
Sorry for disturbing you.
Mum, I think Erin's gone off me.
Oh.
You're a girl. What do you think I should do?
If I could, then I would. I'd go wherever you will go. Way up high, down low.
How could they? She was 14. She was only a girl. And all that time, it was because of some bigot. Some snivelling coward who's probably still around. Still spreading her hate. A poor little innocent victim who got stabbed by the black girl. Well, I hope the knife damn well hurt.
Hey, what are you doing?
That was my right of way.
Idiot!
Just because they're in some stupid great wagon. Come on. You can catch them. What am I doing? Pull over. Don't even know what I'd do if I caught them. Oh, Mum. What happened? Why couldn't you tell anyone? I am so sorry.
So, when did you last speak to her?
Friday. But I had to find her to say goodbye. Most of last week, she just kept saying she had stuff to do.
I see.
Gav reckons she's a tease. And she likes the chase.
Well, yes. Maybe.
What do you think?
I think you need to decide if you really want to be involved with someone who treats you that way.
But what if I'm just being paranoid?
Daniel, I really don't think that's true. I mean, it wouldn't take a lot for Erin to just pick up the phone now, would it?
No.
She's sending you some pretty clear signals.
But if she'd just tell me what's wrong, Mum.
I know.
We could sort it out.
But maybe she doesn't want to, sweetheart. And you shouldn't force her.
But
Daniel, you asked me what I thought. Oh, I know it's hard. But sometimes you just have to accept things don't work out. You really shouldn't pin all your hopes on her. You can still go to the ball, can't you? All your friends are going to be there. You can still have a good time.
I suppose.
Honestly, love, I really don't think Erin's worth all this heartache. All right?
Thanks, Mum.
Okay. Oh, gosh, is that the time? Dinner will be about 5 minutes.
Sure.
I'll give you a shout.
Okay.
It's lasagna, your favourite.
Great.
poor love. If Erin knew just how much she was hurting him.
Shula? How is he?
You were right. Erin's broken off the relationship.
Really?
At least it looks that way. She hasn't been in touch.
Good.
And he wants to know why, bless him. He thinks it's his fault.
Well, we all have to go through our first breakup, I suppose.
Oh, Alistair.
I'm just saying, it could have been a lot worse.
I know.
He'll get over it. And at least it ended before Erin could really do some harm.
Yes.
Let's just be grateful for small mercies, eh?
So is that it, then? I'm never going to kiss her again. Never touch her. It can't be. Not after everything. Erin's too special. Guess right. I just need to prove it to her. Show her we're worth holding on to. That I love her. And I'd do anything. Yeah. That's it. Make it a Christmas she won't forget.
Oh, Amy, there you are.
I am so sorry, Usha.
Don't be daft.
I completely lost track of time. So, how's it going? Looks busy out there.
Well, it's not too bad. We've got a system going now.
Yeah?
I'm dishing up Alan's serving. The Archdeacon's on pot wash.
I can see.
You're right, though. People from the shelter, they're saying they've never seen so much demand for meals.
Two more turkey dinners, please.
Ready and waiting.
Oh, hello, love.
Hiya.
I wasn't sure if you were going to come.
Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen you for a couple of days.
Two nights, Dad, and I had a late shift last night.
You're okay, though?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. So, which table was it? Usha?
No, so I'll take these.
No, I can do it. I can do it. It's why I'm here.
Well, it's the table nearest the entrance.
Okay, fine.
One of them's wearing a bubble hat with tinsel around it.
Okay.
Alan, stop fretting.
Hmm?
Well, you heard what she said.
I'm supposed to believe that. It's because she says she's fine, doesn't mean anything. She's obviously still upset about her mum.
Well, maybe that's the way she needs to deal with it. Now, don't worry, she'll be okay.
Well, I'm here now. And my shift doesn't start till 5. I do need to go home tonight, though.
There you are.
Gran's arriving tomorrow. And I've still got shopping to do.
Merry Christmas.
I don't know when I'm going to find the time.
Oh, good.
All right, if I sit anywhere.
Clive.
Still dishing out grub, aren't you?
Yes, but... I'm sorry, these meals are for people who need them.
Hang on. Don't I know you?
Well,
oh, you're that mouthy bird from the bar. The one that was with Alice.
I think you should leave.
Eh?
Well, you're not homeless, are you?
So what?
Well, so you shouldn't be here, please. I'm asking nicely.
No.
I don't want an argument.
You're the one that's looking for one, love. Who the hell do you think you are? I'm just as entitled as anyone.
I don't think so.
Miss Iron Mighty laying down the law.
Well, at least I'm not a piece of scum like you.
Scum?
Yeah, you heard.
Amy.
Well, if that's the case, everyone here must be dirt in your book.
What's going on here?
Come on.
Just
look,
you.
It's all right, I will deal with this.
It's Clive Horribin.
I'm sorry, Reverend. Only come in for some food.
Oh, don't you dare.
Okay.
She's discriminating against me.
Discriminating?
Hey, come
on. You do not know the meaning of the word. People like you should be left to starve.
Amy.
Crazy mare.
Edward, pick up. What are you doing? Come, get her off me. All right, come on. Stop it now. What? Do you think just because you're a girl I won't eat you?
Oh, go on then.
Amy.
What's happening?
That's for you. One more threat like that, you're out of here.
Clive?
Do you hear? Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Right.
Is everything all right?
No, it's fine. Come on, Amy, come on. Let's go through to the kitchen.
Good idea. Kick her out of here.
You loser!
Enough! Usha, can you find him a place to sit, please?
Of course. Come on, over here.
Hey, don't touch. You don't even know me.
Clive! I'm Usha. Usha Gupta.
What? The lawyer?
That's right. Now, come on, this way. Let's get you something to eat.
Stop it, I'm going to reek.
You can make up your mind. I know I said not to give up on Erin, but...
All right. Here, what do you think of that one?
Oh, how should I know? Do you like it?
Yeah.
Well, you're the one who's going to be smelling it when you're nuzzling her soft pink neck.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Don't know why you need to get her the perfume anyway. You've already bought her the earrings.
How much? I better get the small bottle.
What? No, you can't do that, Dan.
It's 40 quid.
The little one's pathetic. You don't want to look cheap.
You just said I shouldn't buy any perfume at all.
I know, but if you're going to do it, you need to do it properly. You're trying to impress her, aren't you?
Oh, what the hell?
Good man.
You're right. It'll be worth it in the end.
Right there, let's get some cool air in here.
Dad, I'm calm.
Just take a minute.
Usha?
Yeah?
How is it out there?
I persuaded Clive to sit down, I'm just getting him his meal.
You've got to be joking.
Amy?
He doesn't deserve it, Dad. He gets fed at the hostel.
Deserve? Come on. You know we don't turn people away.
After everything he's done, he shouldn't be allowed in here.
Well, on that basis, we'd never feed anyone.
Whoa!
You think Clive's the only person out there who's ever done anything wrong?
They haven't terrorised people, treated him less than human.
How do you know? And anyway, that's not the point.
Oh, isn't it?
We are not here to judge.
Well, and I suppose that's what Mum should have done too, is it? Just turn the other cheek. I'm sorry.
Amy?
It doesn't matter.
Come on. Is that what this is about?
No. Look, I just don't like Clive, that's all.
Amy?
I need to serve.
No, not while Clive's out there. You're not in the right frame of mind.
But I'm perfectly capable of carrying some plates. It's
Amy.
Like you say, people need feeding.
There you go.
Cheers.
Mind if I sit down? I gave you the last of the pigs and blankets.
That meant to make me feel better.
No, not specially.
Tink right. It's supposed to be Christmas. That girl's off a nut.
But Amy may have overreacted.
Not that vicar's given her a boot. Shouldn't let that mad bint out in front of people.
Well, Alan is her father. I doubt he's going to say she can't volunteer.
What, you mean?
And I'm her stepmother.
What is this, the United Nations?
Excuse me. I defended you in court, remember? It's not as though you haven't got a short fuse yourself. I tried to get you onto an anger management programme.
Oh, still didn't stop them putting me away, though, did you? But yeah, I remember.
Right. So let's just watch what kind of language we're throwing about then, shall we? So, where are you living at the moment? The parole hostel on Midland Road?
Yeah, that's the one.
Our food not up to much, then?
No, we have to cook our own stuff. I ain't got no money.
And apart from food, how are you finding things?
Oh, terrific. Life of luxury. Just get to sit in my own room all day. That will get hassle for not going down the job centre or college. Or for just minding my own business. Like here. Oh, I'm telling you. I reckon we're better off inside.
You don't mean that.
Well, don't I? At least in jail I felt like somebody. People didn't treat me like dirt.
Well, I hope you're not thinking about breaking your parole conditions. Clive...
Might as well. Family don't want anything to do with me. Great Christmas I'm going to have.
Well, just think. If you do go back to jail, all that's going to happen is you'll waste another few years and then you'll be back out again doing the same thing again.
It's no difference to me. Oh, you're kidding.
What? Oh, hi, Amy.
Hey.
You okay now?
Yeah, I'm fine. Excuse me.
Oh.
Clive.
What? Didn't say nothing.
Well, keep it that way. You'll get through this, but you need to be sensible.
Oh, whatever. Just keep her away from me.
All right. Now, how about something to drink?
Oh, when's your bus?
It says it's due now.
Cool. Reckon you'll get that lot on board?
I'll manage.
I'm telling you, Dan, if Erin isn't impressed by all that...
Well, she better be. It cost enough.
Don't worry, it's a cert.
Here comes my bus now.
All right, see you later then, mate, and good luck.
Cheers.
Keep me informed.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got enough wrapping paper, haven't I? Yeah. Right then. Most important thing... Hi, Erin. Got something I need to give you. When can I see you? Send. Fingers crossed.
What
Well, you definitely don't want a lift, Amy. It's cold.
No, I'll walk.
Well, are you sure?
The hospital's not far anyway. My shift doesn't start for another half an hour.
All right, then.
Bye, Usha.
Yeah, bye, Amy. Thanks for your help.
No problem.
But I will see you tomorrow, though. Are you still coming to meet Gran at the station?
Yes.
So, just checking. Take care then, love.
Yeah, see ya.
Ooh. Get that engine on.
Ooh.
It's freezing in here.
Well, that was an eventful afternoon. Clive say anything else to you?
No, he just ate his meal and left.
See, praying does work sometimes. I knew Amy was more upset than she was making out.
Oh, come on, it's not as though it was entirely of her own making. Clive can be pretty provoking.
Oh, come on, that's not the point. You know what she said to me?
Yeah.
I just wish she'd talk to me. I know she can be fiery, that she bottles things up.
Who does that sound like?
Eh? Oh, no. I know she's like her mum in lots of ways, but... No, if anything, that's my fault.
Yours?
Yeah, well, maybe not my fault, but... You know, when it was just the two of us, we were like a team. It's as though she felt she couldn't burden me with her feelings. I had my parishioners to deal with, and, you know, somebody needed to be there to support me.
Sure.
And that's how she's like Catherine.
Well, isn't that a good thing? I mean, if it's made her the person she is today.
Maybe. I still wonder if I should have told her.
Alan, no.
I mean, it doesn't alter who her mum was.
You did the right thing. She just needs some time. Well, come on, Mabel's arriving tomorrow. Amy can talk to her.
Yeah, I suppose.
Let's just concentrate on having a really great Christmas.
When I've got time.
Well, I know you're busy.
And Amy's working Boxing Day and the bank holiday.
All right, but the time that we do have together as a family, let's try to make it as nice for Amy as possible.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, love.
Now, please, can we get moving?
Of course. Sure. Perhaps I should remind Amy. I've got you to prop me up now.
If you could, might make a nice change.
There. How does that look? Another bow? Nah. I put one on the perfume. Leave it as it is. Right. Just need to download the playlist. Don't bother wrapping that. Just slip the memory stick in her card. Open flash drive. Oh, I hope Erin doesn't think it's too much. No, it's like Gav says. You want her to go to the ball with you, don't you? Okay, save as. Erin's Christmas playlist. That her? In Bristol with grandparents for Xmas. Can't see you. E. Oh, hell. I guess that's why she's not been in touch. Yeah, never mind. I just have to wait till after Christmas to give her presents now.
Clive. What's got into me? I just flew at him. Is that how Mum felt? Like someone had taken over? I mean, how else do you stick a knife in a person?
Oh, well, look here. If it ain't Mother Teresa.
Clive.
Except you're not really that Christian, are you? Don't take after your dad.
Look, just leave me alone.
Okay. Hey, where are you going?
It's okay. Just keep walking.
I only want to talk.
The main road's not far.
What's the matter? Hey, Amy. What do you think I'm going to do? Attack you like you attack me?
All right. Run.
And a very Merry Christmas to you too!
Ambridge Extra was written by Tim Stimson. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Jenny Stevens, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn. Our series of Winter Tales continues on Monday with the recently published and critically acclaimed debut novel from Erin Morgenstern. A ring of mysterious black and white tents has appeared, with a notice exclaiming, "Opens at nightfall, closes at dawn." As darkness falls, a crowd gathers, and a sign is lit. This is Le Cirque des Rêves.
A child near you tugs on her mother's sleeve, begging to know what it says. "The circus of dreams," comes a reply. The girl smiles delightedly. Then the iron gates shudder and unlock, seemingly of their own volition. Now the circus is open.
A dark tale of love and magic. Adjoa Ando reads The Night Circus, starting tomorrow afternoon at 2:30.
The digital station for comedy, drama and entertainment. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now one of our Cribbins at Christmas stories, with a title that you'll see straight away is intended ironically. Spare a thought for the bearded man in the red suit, as Bernard Cribbins reads Stephen Wyatt's story, Ho Ho Ho.
Ho ho ho. Ho ho ho. Oh, you try saying that 500 times a day as if you meant it. Ho ho ho, little girl. Ho, 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 little boy. Ho, 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 loud-mouthed group of half-suzzled teenagers looking for trouble. Maybe I should have been content with me lot. It's not every man in his early 70s who has a Christmas job which pays him a few bob, gets him out of the house and gives him a chance to meet new people. But there comes a time when all the ho, ho, hoing has to stop. And this year it came. Why? Well, I suppose I could start with the perpetual problem of the lousy amplification system. I ho-ho-ho in a huge shopping centre, one of those places all geared up to make a mint over Christmas. There are Christmas lights everywhere. Christmas fairies, Christmas angels, Christmas holly, Christmas snow. And I have to admit, a very impressive Christmas tree under which I sit. So, in their ghastly commercial way, the people who run this place don't mind spending a bit. So, why can't they spend money on a decent amplification system? Every year I ask, and every year I get the brush off. But this year, I nearly had a stand-up row with the Jobsworth called Kevin. He's the spotty youth who manages the place. He couldn't see the problem. I said that it's so distorted and so loud the punters can't really tell whether it's playing Oh Come All Ye Faithful or Walking in a Winter Wonderland. He said I was being an old fogey. People today like their music that loud, and it was in keeping with the overall upbeat ambience of the centre. So that was that, as far as he was concerned. It's funny how all this Santa business started. Penny and I were on holiday in Turkey. They had a sound system too, unobtrusive, playing golden oldies, and Penny started singing along. I joined in, and then suddenly there was a click, and there was Bing Crosby singing I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas in July in Turkey. We couldn't stop laughing. And then Penny said, "You know, Leonard, if you grew your beard a bit, you'd make a very good Father Christmas." So, in December, I got this job as a Santa. Bit of a lift, really, after the enforced early retirement. And you see, Penny and I share this silly sense of humour, so when we got our kitten, we called it Rudolph. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Kitten, even though he's a tabby. He was a good luck charm for my new job. Well, at first it all went well. I was good at the job and I actually enjoyed it back then, although I soon discovered there are advantages and disadvantages to having your own beard for the job. No child is going to pull it off and burst into tears when they realise it's false. On the other hand, it's agony while they try. I also came with my own paunch, which spared me the padding. But do you know, after all these years, the people at that centre still expect me to wear a costume made of nylon. Sweating away under the lights, I sometimes thought I was generating enough static electricity to supply half of Manchester. And sitting there under that tree day after day, all sorts of things come into your mind. Is it just me, or are children different these days? The real children, I mean, not those teenagers out of their heads on God knows what, bunking off from school and ready to threaten Father Christmas with GBH. No, the ones who still believe in Santa. I'm a bit of a softy, really. Innocent young faces, wishing and hoping for something special. Our Sally was like that as a kid. She didn't expect the earth. When I started this job, I used to ask the kids what they thought Santa was going to bring them, and there was a maybe he will and maybe he won't feel about it. But not these days. Now they want, demand everything. They stand in front of me, reeling off incomprehensible shopping lists, XPODs.